This is the Gen X Gamer Podcast.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back for another episode of the Gen X Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Matty Ice, and this is your favorite podcast. So I think this is the first time I've ever probably sat down and talked about the demo. I know I've always sat down and talked about games that I'm currently going through, or games that I plan on going through, or games that I have finished up. I think this is the first time I've ever sat down and talked about a demo. And I want to talk about this demo because I've had time to go through it twice, once being on the PS5 and the other time being on PC. And actually, this demo caught my eye on the last PlayStation State of Play that we had. There was quite a few games that really caught my eye on that State of Play. It was probably like two or three games. I'm not going to say quite a few. It was like maybe two or three games that really caught my eye and kind of grabbed my attention. And this demo was one of them. And was it Phantom Blade Zero, I think, was the other one. And then maybe Metal Gear Solid 3 Delta, I think, was the other one that really caught my eye. But this demo really stood out to me. And as soon as they announced it, I immediately ran and downloaded it on the PS5 and gave it a try. So without further ado, let's dive right into this. So this game was announced, as I stated, on the May 24th State of Play by PlayStation, and that was on May 24th in 2023. As you can tell by the title of the podcast, what I'm going to be talking about is Lies of P. And this demo really stood out to me a lot because, first thing, it looked just like a Souls-type game, and I love Souls game. As I've stated on this podcast many times before, you know, I've beaten Elden Ring a couple times. I've beaten Dark Souls 3 a couple times. I played through Bloodborne. I never did finish up Sekiro. I need to, but I never did finish that game up. But, you know, I've played my share of Souls games. I really love the Souls genre. Just, you know, first impressions of this demo, that's the first thing that really stood out to me, was in fact that this was a Souls type game. But another thing that really stood out to me is the fact that you're playing as Pinocchio. Now, I never would have thought in a million years that we'd be playing a Pinocchio Souls game. I don't know who thought of that. Pretty brilliant on their part for whoever thought about that, but I never thought in a million years I'd be playing a Pinocchio game, let alone a Pinocchio Souls game. But I mean, just immediate first impressions of seeing the gameplay in the on the State of Play, I was blown away by, you know, just how good it looked. And I immediately thought, you know, it kind of really looked a lot like Bloodborne. And when it comes to Bloodborne, that's kind of a touchy subject, because a lot of us, you know, Bloodborne fans have been calling for a remake, because, you know, it's 2023 and, you know, this game came out in like 2015, 2016, somewhere around there. And it's, you know, it's locked at 30 frames a second. And I feel like that game would be a fantastic game to remake and, you know, lock it at a 60 frames a second. I'm not asking for, you know, a Bloodborne 2. A Bloodborne 2 would be nice, but, you know, a remake would be fantastic. And I felt like that Bluepoint did a fantastic job remaking Demon's Souls. So if they could do Bloodborne, I feel like it would be a phenomenal, you know, remake, and it would be awesome just to have that lock 60 frames a second. But as I stated, you know, you're playing as Pinocchio in a Souls type game. Also, like I said, you know, it's very heavily inspired by Bloodborne. You could tell when you're playing through the demo that, I mean, there's a lot of mechanics. I mean, first of all, the game kind of looks like Bloodborne, but they also have like the rally system on there, like when you attack the enemy. If the enemy hits you back, you know, he or she may take away some of your health, but as you're rallying back and hitting them back, you're gaining that health back. And that was one of the systems that was in the Bloodborne game, and they've also implemented that into this game. And I really like the rally system, because, I mean, it's Souls games are kind of, you know, some of them are hard enough without, you know, enemy, you know, straight stomping you, but I mean, this gives you a chance to kind of gain some of your health back and get some of your health back with a rally system. So I really like that. And I think, you know, Bloodborne was pretty much like one of the only Souls games to do that. I don't really recall that being in Sekiro, and I know it wasn't in Dark Souls or Demon Souls, but I really love that aspect in Bloodborne. And going through the demo twice, like I stated, the first time I played it was on PS5, and then I downloaded it on my PC, and I played it on that as well. And the gameplay is just butter smooth. I mean, I don't think I noticed a single frame drop when I played the game. It was just butter smooth. I mean, it was a lock 60 frames a second, and I mean, like I say, I really couldn't notice a frame drop. It was just playing that damn smooth, and this would be what I want if they redid the Bloodborne game, just, you know, just for it to play as smooth as Lies of P does. Like I say, I'm more of a type of guy who really likes the butter smooth gameplay over the graphics. I mean, graphics are beautiful, the fidelity is nice, but I would, any day of the week, I'll take my smooth 60 frames a second or higher. I'd rather have that much smoother gameplay than a locked 30 and have a beautiful 4K game with, you know, ray tracing and all that stuff. I just feel like ray tracing kind of kills the performance a lot. I mean, I really couldn't care less for ray tracing. So give me the butter smooth gameplay. I'm picking performance mode every time. And this demo was like butter smooth. It also does have beautiful graphics. Even when you put it on performance mode, the graphics are still phenomenal and beautiful. It's a very like kind of like a Victorian era type style. That's what really stood out to me, because I mean, like I say, it's really, when I first saw it, I was like Bloodborne. I mean, that's immediately what came to mind. But I mean, it's not really as Victorian Victorian or as like, you know, Gothic style as Bloodborne is, but I mean, you can kind of tell it's kind of aiming for that, but I mean, still the scenery is very beautiful. It's just a really fantastic, beautiful looking game. And I also love the fact, like I say, it's the gameplay is very butter smooth. But the first time I tried it, I really didn't like it. And then that seems to be par for the course these days. A lot of times I'll try a game, and the first time I try it, I really don't like it. But I'll go back to it, you know, and then I'll try it again, and I'll like it, you know, the second time through. Or I'll you know, maybe I still don't like it the second time through, and I'll try it again the third time, and I'll like it that time. But the first time I really played it, I really tried to get into it, man. But some of the things I really didn't like was it felt like your character just weighed like 1,000 pounds. It felt like the character was really slow. The dodging mechanic was kind of janky. It seemed like you just didn't dodge. Like kind of like there was a delay in the dodge. You didn't dodge when you mashed the button. And that's just a couple things that I really couldn't. Other than that, I guess I mean, you know, without really nitpicking, I really can't find too much else that I really didn't like. Those are just two of the things that really stood out to me. And just with the character moving so slow, that was just one of the. It just, I don't know, man. But maybe, you know, when I went back through it the second time, I went back through it the third time, I kind of got used to the slow character movement. And I just, you really have to pick up on the mechanics. Like I say, with the rallying system, when the enemy hits you, you know, you hit them back and you gain that health back. And Liza P, I think the rallying system and maybe the parrying system comes in handy a lot more than dodging. Maybe that's what was kind of throwing me off with the whole dodging system, because once I started, like, you know, parrying and you know, blocking the attacks and stuff, it really, you know, became a lot more tolerable, and then it became a lot more fun. I think the first time I was trying to dodge a lot, and just with that whole janky dodging system, I really didn't care for it too much. But the second time through, I really liked it. After that, you know, I deleted the demo off of my PS5 and my PC. But the other day, I kind of had an itch to play a Souls game, and at this point, I'm kind of done with Elden Ring. I went through Elden Ring, you know, twice, maybe three times. I think I beat it three times actually. But at this point, I just really don't care about going back through Elden Ring again. But I kind of really wanted to play a Souls game, and I had an itch for a Souls game. So I decided to re-download the Liza P demo and go through it one more time, because I really want to. I'm really trying to get the feel for the game before it launches in September. One of the things I do like about the game is you have access to several weapons throughout the demo, and there's also a weapon crafting system. You'll come to these, you know, what are known as like quote unquote bonfires, and you know, like Souls games, but in Liza P they're called stargazers. And at these stargazers, you know, you can fast travel from stargazer to stargazer, but once you acquire a certain item in the game, you're allowed to like change. You can swap out the handles of the sword, and you can swap out the blades of the sword in between like each other. So you can like, you can put like a huge sword blade on a small handle, or you could put like a big, I don't know who would want to do that, but you could put like a big handle on a small sword blade. So I mean, you can interchange the weapons and the handles out. I think that's a really cool aspect. I really like that part of the demo, but you can only do that once you acquire a certain item in the demo. You know, with it being the demo, I'm not going to really say there's a lot to spoil. Maybe if it was like a full game, then yeah, you may, you know, risk the chance of spoiling something. But I mean, anybody can download this demo, go through it. But and the demo is very short. There's only like three bosses that you fight, and one of those bosses is a mini boss, and he was super easy to me. I mean, I could get behind him and backstab him, which they do have backstabbing in this game, like, you know, like the Souls games do. But I felt like the second enemy, the mini boss, was fairly easy. Now the third enemy was a pain in the ass, I will say, but there's only three enemies in this, or three bosses in this demo, and the demo is fairly short. The game releases September 19th of this year, of 2023, and like I said, I'm trying to squeeze in as much game time and as much play as I can, because like I said, I've been itching to play another Souls type game. I really don't want to go through Elden Ring. I kind of do need to finish up Sekiro. I never did really finish up that game. Bloodborne, I'd be, you know, open to go through that game again, but just with it being locked at 30 frames a second, I just, you know, and then this is kind of like a Bloodborne, but it's, you know, 60 frames a second or more. I'm kind of itching for a Souls game, and you know, this is definitely scratching that itch for that Bloodborne 2 or that Bloodborne remake that I would really like to have. And I really think that this game can really probably hold me over until that finally does happen, but I don't know. That could be years down the road, but you know, who knows at this point. It's, you know, it's a fairy tale. It's, I yet to see anything be announced on it or anything, so one could only hope. But I recommend Liza P for anyone who plays Souls games, anyone who likes the Souls genre. Especially if you're a fan of Bloodborne, you're really gonna like Liza P. You may be like me and might not like it the first time through, so I say, you know, play through the first time. If you're on the fence about it, kind of, you know, wait a few days and then try and go back through it again and see how you like it the second time through. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like I say, the first time I really didn't care for it, but the second time I thoroughly enjoyed it. And the third time, well, I guess I played it three times. I'm sitting here saying I've only, you know, I beat it twice, but I've played through it about three times. But I like it nonetheless, and I wanted to sit down. Like I said, I've never done an episode on a demo, but this demo kind of really stood out to me, and I was really intrigued by it once I saw it on the State of Play. Anyway, the demo really stood out to me, and I kind of wanted to sit down and give it a try, and it was really, you know, scratching that soul's itch that I was having. And I may, in fact, before the game comes out again, I may, in fact, download the demo one more time and go through it once more, because it was just that fun, and I really enjoyed it. But that's all I really got for you guys. Just wanted to kind of sit down and talk about the demo, and for all you Souls fans out there who may be on the fence about it or not really sure if they want to, you know, try it out or give it a try or whatnot, I say give it a try and see how you like it. I think it holds up really well, and I think it's going to be that Bloodborne remake that we're looking for. It's not quite Bloodborne, but it's right there. But that's all I got for you guys. Until the next episode, I'll catch you on the next one. Y'all stay cool, keep on gaming. Peace.